Summer Moon Illusion, presented by Science at NASA. The lowest hanging full moon in 18 years is going to play tricks on you this week. June 20th, 2005. Sometimes you can't believe your eyes. This week is one of those times. Step outside any evening at sunset and look around. You'll see a giant moon rising in the east. It looks like Earth's moon, round and cratered. The man in the moon is in his usual place. But something's wrong. This full moon is strangely inflated. It's huge. You've just experienced the moon illusion. Sky watchers have known this for thousands of years. Moons hanging low in the sky look unnaturally big. Cameras don't see it, but our eyes do. It's a real illusion. This week's full moon hangs lower in the sky than any full moon since June 1987, so the moon illusion is going to be extra strong. What makes the moon so low? It's summer. Remember, the sun and the full moon are on opposite sides of the sky. During summer, the sun is high, which means the full moon must be low. This week's full moon occurs on June 22nd, barely a day after the summer solstice on June 21st. Perfect timing for the moon illusion. When you look at the moon, rays of moonlight converge and form an image about 0.15 millimeters wide in the back of your eye. High moons and low moons make the same size spot. So why does your brain think one is bigger than the other? After all these years, scientists still aren't sure why. A similar illusion was discovered in 1913 by Mario Ponzo, who drew two identical bars across a pair of converging lines, like the railroad tracks pictured right. The upper yellow bar looks wider because it spans a greater apparent distance between the rails. This is the Ponzo illusion. Some researchers believe that the moon illusion is Ponzo's illusion, with trees and houses playing the role of Ponzo's converging lines. Foreground objects trick your brain into thinking the moon is bigger than it really is. But there's a problem. Airline pilots flying at very high altitudes sometimes experience the moon illusion without any objects in the foreground. What tricks their eyes? Maybe it's the shape of the sky. Humans perceive the sky as a flattened dome with the zenith nearby and the horizon far away. It makes sense. Birds flying overhead are closer than birds on the horizon. When the moon is near the horizon, your brain, trained by watching birds, miscalculates the moon's true distance and size. There are other explanations, too. It doesn't matter which is correct, though, if all you want to do is see a big, beautiful moon. The best time to look is around moonrise, when the moon is peeking through trees and houses or over mountain ridges, doing its best to trick you. The table below lists moonrise times for selected U.S. cities. Here's a fun activity. Look at the moon directly and then through a narrow opening of some kind. For example, pinch the moon between your thumb and forefinger, or view it through a cardboard tube, which hides the foreground terrain. Can you make the optical illusion vanish? Stop that. You won't want to miss the moon illusion. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.